All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks for the key games in the world of college football, and there are several good ones on tap as the calendar is shifting to the month of October. And with that, conference play is set to begin for numerous teams in the nation. Now, I want to start off in the Big 12 Conference this Saturday as you have the 23rd-ranked West Virginia Mountaineers who will be traveling to Norman, Oklahoma to take on the 15th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. Both of these teams are undefeated, and they want to get conference play started off on the right foot. For West Virginia to go into Oklahoma and pull off the upset, they'll need a big game from quarterback Skylar Howard along with running back Wendell Smallwood. But this West Virginia defense, led by defensive back Carl Joseph, who already has 4 interceptions on the year, will have a tall task ahead of them if they're going to stop Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, who has been playing like a man possessed. And Oklahoma's offense simply is not Baker Mayfield alone, as you also have running back Samaje Perine and wide receiver Sterling Shepard. And this Oklahoma defense can hold its own too, led by linebacker Dominique Alexander, who already has 32 tackles on the year. West Virginia will keep this game close for a half, but Oklahoma is the better squad, and I'm going to take the Sooners at home in this one by the score of 41-27. Now, in the Big Ten Conference, you have the undefeated Iowa Hawkeyes traveling to Camp Randall Stadium in Madison to take on the 19th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. Now, coming into this year, I had Iowa picked to win the Big Ten West, and if they are actually going to do that, this is a game right here that they need. Now, you look at Iowa under head football coach Kurt Ferentz, and he's always had game managers at the quarterback position. He has another one this year in C.J. Beathard, but Iowa has a solid running game led by running back Jordan Canzari. Now, this Iowa defense can hold its own. You look at Cole Fisher, and you also look at the fact that this Iowa D has 14 sacks on the season so far. So I look to see Iowa put Wisconsin behind the chains and force quarterback Joel Stabby to pass, because that is something that he's good with, but he's not the guy to simply put this Wisconsin offense on his back. But at the same time, for Wisconsin, their D has 11 sacks this year themselves, so they can put the pressure on C.J. Beathard. And again, like I said, he's more of a game manager. So it's a situation where if he has to put this Iowa offense on his back, they can be in trouble as well. This is going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take Iowa on the road in this one by the score of 31-27. Now, you have the Texas Tech Red Raiders traveling to take on the 5th-ranked Baylor Bears, and actually this game is going to be at a neutral field at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, also known as Jerry World. Now, Texas Tech, they lost a heartbreaker at home last week at the hands of TCU, and now they get another Big 12 title favorite this week in Baylor. Make no mistake about it, Texas Tech can score a ton of points with quarterback Patrick Mahomes, running back DeAndre Washington, and wide receiver Jakeem Grant leading the way. Baylor can score as well with quarterback Seth Russell, running back Shaq Linwood, and wide receiver Corey Coleman as some of their impact players on that side of the football. I tell you like this, if you are a fan of defense, don't even bother turning on this game. The last team with the football will win this game, and I think it's going to be Baylor. I'm going to take the Bears in this one by the score of 51-41. Now, down in the SEC, this is a big game right here. Traditional conference powers that don't meet on a yearly basis like they once did. And I'm talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide, who are ranked 13th in the nation, traveling to Athens, Georgia, to take on the 8th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Now, for Alabama, they've already lost their first conference game of the year as they lost at home a few weeks ago to Ole Miss. And the last thing they want to do is go 0-2, because basically if Bama loses this game, it's all but over as far as them not only making the playoffs, but even getting to the SEC championship game. You look at the quarterback situation for Alabama. Jacob Coker has not been solid, and Nick Saban has gone to Cooper Bateman, And it will be interesting to see who will get the nod in this game as the signal caller for the tie. But when all else fails, if you're Alabama, you rely on your workhorse running back. And I'm talking about Mr. Derrick Henry, who knows how to move the chains. And for a big fella, he also has speed. But Georgia has a solid running game as well, led by Nick Chubb. I look for this Alabama defense. They're going to have to find a way to eliminate Chubb's impact from the game for Georgia. Make quarterback Grayson Lambert beat you single-handedly. It's going to be a very tough task. Georgia pulls this one out late at home by the score of 34-28. Now, staying in the SEC on Saturday night, you have the third-ranked Ole Miss Rebels traveling to Gainesville to take on the 25th-ranked Florida Gators. Now, both of these teams are surprises right now with their undefeated records, and one is going to leave this game feeling very good about themselves because they are going to be 5-0 and 3-0 in the conference. Now, this Gators defense has been pesky, and they will look to put some pressure on Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly. And I'm looking to see the matchup with wide receiver Laquon Treadwell going up against Florida cornerback Vernon Hargraves. You have two guys that have potential futures in the National Football League going at it. And that's one thing about the SEC. They consistently put some of the top athletes on the field on a week-to-week basis. This Ole Miss defense already has 7 interceptions on the year. Will they be able to force a few turnovers out of Florida quarterback Will Greer? Now, this is a very tough stretch for the Gators. They were able to slip by Tennessee last week, and it doesn't get any easier for them this week at home when they host Ole Miss. But I talked about Ole Miss's defense. Florida's defense can bring it too, as they have 14 sacks, and they want to try to put some pressure on Mr. Kelly back there in the pocket for the Rebels. I'm going to take Florida in another tight one at home by the score of 34-30. Now, continuing with the SEC theme, you have the 21st-ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs traveling to College Station to take on the 14th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies. Now, Texas A&M is undefeated. They're looking to bounce back from a mediocre 2014, and this is another victory that can get them going in the right direction right here. For Mississippi State, it's simple. Will somebody step up on this squad and help out quarterback Dak Prescott? This Bulldogs defense has 12 sacks, but I don't see them being able to get to A&M quarterback Kyle Allen that much to make a difference in this one. Now, I talked about Mississippi State's defense, but I look at Texas A&M's defense, and they have 17 sacks so far this season. They're not going to remind people of the Wrecking Crew from many years ago under former head coach R.C. Slocum, but I see them having a spy on Dak Prescott, and they have to find a way to stop him because as he goes, so does the Bulldogs offense. It's going to be a good one, but I'm going to take Texas A&M at home by the score of 37-31. And finally, in Death Valley, on Saturday night, you have the 6th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame traveling to meet the 12th-ranked Clemson Tigers. Both of these teams are undefeated, and for Notre Dame, they have aspirations of playing for the national championship this year. Throughout all of the injuries, Notre Dame is still a good club, and I look for quarterback Deshaun Kizer for the Irish not to play outside of his realm, to keep it simple and go out there and do what is asked of him and find his top wide receiver in Will Fuller. Now, you look for Clemson, led by quarterback Deshaun Watson. Can they be able to pick it up in this big game? We'll have to wait and see what happens. Clemson has talent, but the thing is, I don't think that they have Notre Dame-type talent, and thus I'm going to take the Irish on the road in this one by the score of 37-24. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football, and I want to once again thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, you can check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 4 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check it out, and please feel free to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.